Ask Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
They've been flourishing with tens of thousands of them infesting the Las Vegas Valley, and once they mate and lay eggs, it's likely there will be even more. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Welcome to Ask Mr. Biggs on 98.3 FM. I am your host, Mr. Biggs. It's spelled with two G's. It's B-I-G-G-S. On the show, we're going to be taking your phone calls and answering all kinds of questions, all queries. It's open phones. What is the phone number? I forget. Is any... Hey, Rhonda.
It's your angel.
What's the number?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. If you had the number last week and you dialed it up, use the same one again. And we'll be taking those calls. And if you got questions and you want to send them in via email, that's electronic mail, you can do BiggsCast. At gmail.com, that gets right through to me. So, without any further ado, I'm going to go to line, which?
Six.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, whatever.
All right. It's your turn to ask Mr. Biggs. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Kiwanis. I'm the assistant manager at the Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness, yeah. Yeah, that's that place where that guy had the heart attack on the treadmill.
Oh, well, that's not cool.
Why? Well, are you guys trying to keep that under wraps?
Yeah, so...
Because it was in all the papers. You should have told them not to print the pictures. It was very gruesome.
So...
Hey, who had to clean up all the hair out of the treadmill flywheel?
My coworkers.
Oh, man, it must have taken a long time. There was a lot of hair.
All right, so we'll just go ahead and...
Go ahead and ask the question.
The biggest problem that we've been having is the connection to the hydromassage beds and massage chairs.
Uh-huh.
Also, one of our tanners has an error code in it.
Okay, well, what error code is it throwing?
E114.
Oh, yeah, that's your infrared PCB. It's cattywampus. Do you know how to reset the bus breaker?
We have a lady coming out on Tuesday to fix that.
Well, that's not really the kind of thing you got to fill out a help ticket for.
But that's kind of, as far as our connection issues, that's what's going on.
Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset the bus breaker with a Link Undervolt null set kludge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, way back there behind the counter, there should be a switch. It's labeled LUNK.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to have you flip that, and we're going to leave it on for 60.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if it resets.
Okay, so just leave it on for 60 seconds.
Nah, 60 minutes. Go ahead and flip it.
All right.
Do it.
All right, it's on.
Yeah, that's how you know it's working.
Sorry. What were you saying?
I said, that's how you know it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Chief, I'm going to put you on hold, okay? We're going to check back in with you later.
All right.
Okay, yeah. If he hangs up, call him back, all right? Let's go, next call on the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program is...
3.
Okay, line 3, you're on with Mr. Biggs. Who's this?
This is Rose speaking.
Hi, Rose. What's your question?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Barely, but go ahead.
You're on the air on Ask Mr. Biggs. What's your question, honey?
Hello?
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 Can she hear me right now?
No, we have a very, very bad connection.
Well, Rose, do me a favor. Can you hold on a second?
Okay.
Hey, Linda! Linda!
Rachel.
Did you screen this call?
Yeah.
You got to make sure they got a good connection before you put them through.
Yes, Mr. Banks.
It's not your fault, Rose.
Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get your number, and I will personally call you back after the show, and I'll answer your question. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So keep listening.
Certainly will.
And Rachel will get your number.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, thanks for the call. Much appreciated. All right, well, slow start, but I need you to make sure all calls are screened before they come through.
It's not my fault.
I can't hear you. Speak up. Radio program line 7. Thanks for calling. Who's this?
This is Brad. I'm
Turn down your radio, Brad. Turn it down.
Turn my radio down here.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't on when I was talking to him.
I got a question I want to ask you.
Great. That's why I'm here. What is it?
You pretty intelligent guy, et cetera, et cetera. Got to thinking, something to think about. Did you know that the cat is the only domestic animal that's not mentioned in the Bible?
That's your question?
After knowing that, I got to thinking, cats kind of look down on people,
yeah.
And dogs, they look up to people, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
So it's kind of, one of those things that makes me wonder, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know if you knew anything about that.
Well, listen, I do not know what you were saying. Is your question, do I know that there are no cats in the Bible? Because the answer to that question is no. No, I did not know. I did not know that.
Why is it? I mean, why is it like that?
Well, that is a good question. It has a very good answer. It's because cats are,
Yeah, but that's the only domestic animal that's not mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it's got, I just,
hey,
I,
listen.
It just kind of blows
hey, listen,
my mind.
Listen, we're up against a break. Okay, thank you for calling. Rhonda, the internet is down. My internet. Do me a favor. Can you wiggle the cable or something, please? No, the cable. Wiggle the cable.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
I'm trying.
Do you or someone you know suffer with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc? Have you tried traditional chiropractic and medical care just to find out that it didn't work? You're not alone. You must fix the problem if you're ever going to get relief and if you ever want to have your life back again. And you can perfect it all together. It's that simple. You're not alone. There's a new method now available that allows the disc to heal and repair without the use of drugs and injections or spinal surgery. Modern technology. Call us right now to schedule your spinal disc severity exam to see if this treatment is right for you. It's that simple. This exam will consist of a consultation and a complete review of your MRI. To schedule your appointment right now, call now.
Hi, I'm Solomon. For the last 23 years, I've been a dishwasher, busboy, fry cook, and grillman at the Roll and Rye restaurant and deli. Now, I am keen on the matzo ball. Come and try my matzo ball too. Gracias. Come try to the Roll and Rye.
And we're back on the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. Let's, who was it? Oh, yeah, I remember now. Now we're going to go to Jessica. Jessica, you're on the air with Mr. Biggs. Can you hear me?
No, I don't hear nothing. All I hear is you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to hear me. What is it with the phones today? What the hell?
They told us to turn the radio off.
Good, good. Who is this?
This is Jessica.
Perfect, yeah. What can I do for you, Jessica?
I have the weirdest thing that just happened.
What?
Okay, I guess the line's crossed because some dude, like, it scared me at first because he has a raspy voice and he's like, hello? I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, that was Rachel, the screener.
Yeah, I told him, I said, I've been trying to get through for like 3 months.
Yeah, we've had some problems with the phone screener today.
I'm sorry.
But, I said, hey, we're going to go to Jessica, and then we...
I heard you say, now we're going to come to Jessica, yeah. And then somebody else came on the phone.
Yeah, that was Rachel. Yeah, she screens the calls. She makes sure your radio is off and that you got a question ready to go.
And he asked me what I was calling for.
How dare you? I am a lady.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got through.
Well, I've been trying to get through, but it's always busy, busy, busy.
Well, yeah, it's a very popular show.
Oh, wow. I've just started listening.
Well, listen, it's great to have you as a new listener. Welcome to the show.
You know, it's like nothing's on the radio. You can't do nothing.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do out here but listen to the radio.
Yeah, well, that's high praise. Thank you.
I'm so absolutely happy to get through. I love what you do.
Hey, listen, sweetheart, we got to keep it moving. What's your question?
The reason why I'm calling is I'm wondering, because I have kids, and you know how they're peeping around the corner trying to see what you're doing?
Yeah, sneaky little kids.
And then you kind of turn, and then they kind of step back.
Rambunctious little shits. Whoa, bleep that.
You know, because usually my kids, they do that. They try to see what I'm doing in the room.
Yeah, well, I got a question for you. Are you doing things that it's unseemly in front of them?
No.
Okay, well, listen, I had to ask. I mean, I don't know what you ladies do in your she cave. Do the kids sneak up on you every day?
Well, I don't know. It's happened at least maybe 3 times this past week.
Yeah, just sneaking up on you while you're reading your romance novels.
You know, they're just nosy.
Well, you know, kids are curious. You know, next time... you need some me time. Why don't you just lock the door of the bathroom after you put the kids inside the bathroom with a box of Twinkies and an iPad? Yeah, just make sure your iPad doesn't have a copy of your 50 Shades of Grey or whatever you got.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, another happy customer on the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program.
Hey, Mr. Biggs.
Huh?
There's another guy about cats online, too.
Cats?
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Another cat call. Great. Love cat calls. You're on with Mr. Biggs. What is it you wanted to say about cats?
They're evil.
Well, listen, I'm not a cat person either, but...
And they are the familiars of Satanists.
Cats are?
Cats, yes.
Now, are we talking about all breeds, or what kind of cats do you mean?
Devil cats. Demons. They hide themselves in the appearance of what they look to. They try to look like these innocent, furry little things, but they're really demons. They're evil. You look at their eyes, and they look at you, and they just want to devour you, and they want to steal your soul. I've got one cat right now on my compound that I have been chasing for the better part of a year.
All right. Listen, slow down. If you're chasing feral cats around your property, you're going to have to be careful, Sparky.
It can't harm me because I'm praying against it. God has charged me with this work. God has charged and given me the energy.
That you're wearing protection, okay? I want full body protection. I'm talking gloves. I'm talking goggles. You got to make sure that when you're grabbing the feral cats, you got no exposed skin. Maybe stop by the sporting goods store and pick up a football helmet and pads.
No! Football is a homosexual ritual.
I don't follow. What?
Because, listen, people, like they say, I was born gay. That's what they say. I'm gay. I'm born gay.
Listen, you're missing the point, okay? You need to be careful when you're grabbing...
No, because they don't want to believe in the truth. You have to scream in order to get people to listen. Sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And that's another thing I want to talk about.
You want to talk about omelets?
Yes.
Okay, well, listen. Listen, we're about out of time. Why don't you call me back next week, okay? And tell Rachel your omelet question, and she'll put you right through, okay? We got to pay some bills. We will be back on the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program.
Get effective relief from the burning and itching with medicated wipes for women. Created by the number one doctor-recommended OTC brand, medicated wipes for women are infused with refreshing cucumber, chamomile, and aloe. Medicated wipes for women. Use as directed.
Who loves onions?
We'll make you feel good.
With bangs.
You'll have a great time.
On the corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
Let our magic work on you.
The place to play.
Whiz bang!
The hot place to be.
Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending. Whiz bang!
The hot place to be.
Lunchtime special. 2-for-1 grilled onion sandwiches. Farm fresh onions chopped and grilled to a perfect dark golden brown and 100% pure vegetable shortening. And pile high on your choice of white, wheat, or rye bread. Yeah, we'll even throw in a free dinner mint.
The hot place to be.
As my mother used to say, why have just one onion sandwich when you can have two?
The hot place to be.
Bang! Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending.
Mint supplies are limited. Act fast. One mint per customer.
FM. This is the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. I'm your host, Mr. Biggs, taking your calls and answering your questions. We had a call earlier in the show. Let's check back in with Kiefer and see what's going on. What's going on, Chief?
What is it?
Has it reset yet? Kendra, has it reset yet?
My name is Kiwanis, so I mean.
I'm sorry, Kiwanis. Has it reset yet? What happened?
I turned it off. Should I keep it on?
Well, yeah. You got to keep it on till the breaker turns green.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Okay. Yep. Give me one second here.
I mean, that infrared PCB control bus is not going to reacquire throughput all by itself there, Kiwanis. Come on. There you go.
What?
All right. Okay, well, we'll put him back on hold, and we'll come back. We'll check back in with him in just a moment. Let's, Rachel, what am I looking for here? What is it?
9.
Thank you. All right, you're on with Mr. Biggs. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Great. So, what did you want to ask me about?
Bed bugs.
Bed bugs. All right. So what's going on with bed bugs?
I have bed bugs.
I see. Was this call screened? Rachel.
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, I assume
yes,
you want to get rid of the bed bugs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, first I want you to gather up all the fabric in your house. I mean, you know, grab all the towels and curtains and the sheets.
I wash my sheets.
Grab your clothes. I wash them all in hot water. And then to put them in the dryer on high, as hot as it'll go. And just put them in there for about an hour.
Okay.
And then use a stiff brush. And I want you to scrub down the mattress seams and remove all the bed bugs and their eggs from your bed. And then you vacuum all of them up.
Okay.
And take the vacuum bag outside and put them in a metal trash can. Do you have any kerosene?
No.
Get some kerosene.
Uh-huh.
And then
okay.
dump some kerosene on it and then light it on fire.
Okay.
And then strip down and put all your clothes into the burning trash can.
Okay.
And then all you got to do is go inside and turn up the thermostat all the way. You want to get that house up to about 118 degrees Fahrenheit for at least an hour and a half. Shouldn't be that bad, though.
Uh-huh. Because
you're going to be naked.
Right.
Yeah. Then all you got to do is... make amends with your family for all of this.
So what do you want me to do?
I want you to apologize.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that.
No, you got to do it. You got to say you're sorry for bringing in all those filthy parasites.
Sure, I'm sorry that I caused bed bugs.
No, not to me. You got to tell them. And you got to sound way more sincere than that, jackass. Because you inconvenienced them.
You know what? I'm sorry that I caused bed bugs.
You know, you are very unpleasant.
Yeah. I have my own shit that I'm going through, so.
Bleep that. Bleep it, please. Dump it! Okay, listen, Cam, I gotta get going.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just do it the way we did, and we'll do it again. I kind of think that it might work like they do you've heard these guys, the advertising, the races on the weekend, you know, and the dramatic bam, 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 bam. Is that a good thing? Yeah, because I think the ad's going to start on Wednesday of next week.
How many times lately have you heard that the current real estate market is a bad one?
The current real estate market is a bad one.
The real estate market's a bad one? The real estate market is a bad one? Who says so? That's just not true. It's only a bad time for sellers, not for buyers. How many times have you heard that the real estate market is a bad one?
Yeah, as long as it's before, what, next...
The real estate market's a bad one, especially if you can do it without a down payment or even...
Screw it. We've already recorded it, and it's pretty much ready to go.
The current real estate market is a bad one? Who said the real estate market's a bad one? It's just not true. It's only a bad time for sellers.
Now, let's see. How many times have you heard that the real estate market is not true? It's only a bad time for sellers.
Well, what if I tell you that's just not true? It's only a bad time for sellers, certainly not buyers.
Yeah, if,
After all, home prices are at their lowest in years, creating an ideal time. But that's not true, especially if you can do so without a down payment and without even needing to qualify for a loan. Think of it. You can have a beautiful home of your own with only minimal closing
costs. We'll do the rest. That's what we do.
Also pick up affordable payment.
That's just not true.
The real estate market is the bad one. Who says so? That's just not true. Real estate market's a bad one. That's just not true. It's only a bad time for sellers, not for buyers. After all, home prices are at their lowest in years. The real estate market's the bad one. Who says so?
How many times lately have you heard that the current real estate market is a bad one? Because if you can let me know soon enough, then what if I tell you that that's just not true? That's just not true. What if I tell you that's just not true?
Nope, that's just not true. Says so. That's just not true. That's just not true.
Gotcha! I've got you under my skin!
Ask Mr. Biggs radio show. Moving along. All right, line 8. You're on.
Hey, this is Deep Throat again.
Hey, Deep Throat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good to hear from you.
I don't know who's working on what, but this is insane.
Hey, Throat. What's going on?
Things are heating up like you wouldn't believe. God knows what's going on. And I'm not quite sure which road to take at this point. Tell you the whole thing.
Whoa. Easy, Chief. Slow down a little bit. Get us all up to speed, okay?
All of a sudden, nothing seems to work at the library. There's somebody, following me around in there. He had on a white T-shirt, blue sock cap, and a backpack. They've been into all personal accounts. I've changed library card numbers. I've done this. And once again...
Throat, listen, I think I can help, but listen, I'm going to need you to just dial it down a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen to me for a second.
Okay.
Okay, now the guy with the backpack, that's Simon. Right? He volunteers at the library. He gently approaches patrons and politely reminds them about overdue fees. It's nothing to be frightened of.
I don't know. You know, it's the money and everything. Yeah. But this is insane.
It is about money technically because, I mean, what are we talking about? Like a few bucks here and there? I mean, that's all that's going on here.
Now stop and think a minute here. I want to, there's a lot of money flying around out there. I think that
that's right.
Should have been used elsewhere.
Well, listen, do you want a library or not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those late fees help fund those free computers that you play Rocket League on all day.
But I know what the real agenda here beyond that is.
Okay.
And I know going about that. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get money and I'm going to come right to the studio. Okay?
I don't follow. You're coming to the studio.
I think we can get these guys.
Thanks. Okay, well, listen, I don't think that's the best idea. Throat? Hey. Throat? Okay, well, that right there is not something that I would recommend. You do, but what I do recommend is paying your late fees on your books at the library. Is that so hard, people? Jesus.
Kind of light and happy.
Sure. Listen to this.
As a percentage of alcohol begins to build up in the bloodstream, the first part of your nervous system to be affected is your judgment center, located in the frontal lobe of the brain. This is the area of the brain that determines right from wrong.
That was a cold golden beer being poured right down the middle of the glass.
What was that?
That's the only sad note in the whole number. Means all the beer's gone. Better get another case right away.
All right, we got archives of the show available up on the World Wide Web. Go to the Universal Resource Locator, askmrbiggs.com, and all the shows are there. Ways to support us. And we got one. I don't want to leave him hanging. He's still there, so let's check it out. Did it reset yet?
I'm sorry?
Did the infrared PCB breaker reset yet?
Oh, can you help her? I'm sorry, I'm dealing with a customer right now.
All right, well, listen, let me know when it turns green, all right? a couple more steps. There's only 17 to 18 more steps. If you would like to support the show on Patreon...
We're resetting the system.
It's real easy. Just go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank... Gary Adams. Andrew E. Reavy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Lavelius. Lavelius. And Abraham De La Rosa. De La Rosa. That means of the rose.
I'm sorry?
That means of the rose. Tune in next time. Ask Mr. Biggs. That was a good show. Yeah.
Football is a homosexual ritual.
This program is continued on the other side of the cassette.
How much longer?
I don't know. I forgot to look at the clock.
How long?